Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to invite you to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to look in verse 12. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. The Apostle Paul here is finishing up his letter to Timothy, the young pastor, and we can find many, many good truths that'll help us, spiritual laws that'll help direct our life. But in verse 12, Paul says something here that we all need to get a hold of. He says, fight the good fight of faith. You see that? Fight the good fight of faith. That's one of the last things he's telling Timothy here to do. He's been charging him all the way through, charged him to preach the Word, charged him to meditate on the Word, told him to stand strong and walk in love and observe the commandments. I mean, you know, he went right down the line, showed him how to organize his church and what the qualifications of leadership were. And he's done all of this stuff, actually talked to him about how to work with the families. And he's given him good counsel and good advice. And then he finally ends up and says, fight the good fight of faith. I like that. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. What's he saying? He's saying, Timothy, you've had a good confession before many people. So what does that mean? You've had a good profession before many witnesses. In other words, he says, Timothy, you have been confessing who you are in Christ. You have been confessing the Word, and you've not been ashamed about it. You've not been timid about it. You've been bold to tell people. Now just keep it up. You see, you need to understand something, folks. The fight of faith is a fight with God's Word. Amen? You're going to have to speak the Word, and you're going to have to just continue to speak the Word. And when it didn't look like the Word's working, you're going to have to continue to speak the Word. He says, lay hold on eternal life and tell people about it. You want to grow in your Christian walk? Tell people that Jesus Christ is your Lord. Amen? Don't be afraid to confess His Lordship. Don't be afraid to tell people, I've given my life to Jesus Christ. The more you confess Jesus as your Lord, the stronger you'll grow in your walk with God. Amen? And so he is writing here and he says, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. What's he saying here? Lay hold on eternal life. He's saying God has good things for you, and there are blessings for you, and God wants to move in your life, but it is up to you to lay hold on it. You understand that? In Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 3 that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The 84th Psalm, or actually the 89th Psalm, verse 11, he says that God is not withholding any good thing from them that walk uprightly. And James 1 says, in what, the 17th verse thereabout, he says that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God wants to bless you. God has laid up for you eternal life. God has laid up for you every blessing that eternal life will bring to you. But you're going to have to lay hold on it by faith and reach out and get it by faith. Amen? You're going to have to decide, I'm not going to lay around here in defeat. I'm going to rise up and grab a hold of the blessings of God, grab a hold of everything God has for me, and begin to walk in it, praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. You cannot be ashamed. You cannot be timid. You cannot be quiet about it. You need to give a full, wholesale, sold-out commitment to the things of God. He said, Timothy, you have professed a good profession before many witnesses. What's he saying? He's saying when you made your decision to go do what God told you to do, you stepped out and went all the way with it, praise God. Folks, you ain't never going to get healed if you don't go all the way for it. You're never going to get prosperous if you don't go all the way for it. You're never going to get victory over the devil if you don't go all the way with God. Amen? And let me show you something here. He said, fight the good fight of faith. What's he mean, fight the good fight of faith? Well, if you fight, that implies that there could be a struggle. Man, I tell you, if you can just get a hold of that one little revelation, it'll help you. A lot of people think they get saved and they are never going to have another problem. And then they backslide 2 weeks later because all they've had is problems. Devil's hitting them every which way he can hit them, and they just think, well, I must not be saved because I got all these problems. No, if there was never a problem, why did Paul tell Timothy to fight? Amen? Now, you know, he said, and he didn't just say fight, he said fight the good fight of faith. Now, there's two ways that you can fight a good fight of faith. Fight smart and fight hard. I mean, you know, and you got to have both of them working together. There's no use to fight hard if you ain't fighting smart. Amen? Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 9, said, I don't beat the air and swing and act like some wild man. He said, I have a purpose. I'm running this thing with purpose. I know what I'm doing. In other words, I'm not just using up energy to use up energy. I'm going to get smart in this thing. Amen? So we need to fight smart and we need to fight hard. But it implies there will be a struggle at times to get the victory. Amen? Now, why is it going to be a struggle to get the victory? And why is it that we're going to have to fight hard and fight smart and fight a good fight? See, a good fight's one you win. Amen? And so I'm going to have to fight a good, smart, hard fight against my adversary or whoever it is that's trying to keep me from obtaining the blessings of eternal life. Isn't that right? Now, look in 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, let me show you why you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. He says here in chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Peter writes to us, and he says this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Notice it's not your adversary, the Lord. God is not putting sickness on you. God is not putting poverty on you. God is not putting heartache in your life. God is not burdening you down. In fact, the Lord said, if you take His yoke upon you, His burden is easy and it's light. You got some heavy burden bearing you down, you're oppressed, it is not the Lord doing that to you. Your enemy is not God. Did you hear me? Your enemy is the devil. He's the adversary. He's the opponent. Amen? So you don't use your faith to fight God, to talk God into doing something for you. When he says fight the good fight of faith, he's not saying go war to, you know, warring into the heavenlies with God. You don't talk God into doing something he's already said he'd do. Amen? See, I don't have to go warfare with God. I don't have to go weary God. I don't have to go in there and storm the gates of heaven to try to get my blessing. Huh? No, God's not my problem. God's not the one holding it back. God's not against me. God is for me, praise the Lord. Isn't that what Romans 8:31 says? If God be for us, who can be against us? My Lord, God is for me. God is not my problem. A lot of Christians are defeated today because they think they've got to talk God into doing something. And they're using their faith to try to get God to do something for them, try to get God to quit taking this away from them, and try to get God to love them. Listen, folks, God loves you. The 5th chapter of Romans says that even while you were sinners and enemies, God commended His love towards you. John writes in the 4th chapter of his first epistle and says that we love God because He first loved us. See, God always loves you. God wants to bless you. God has redeemed you from the curse through the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can walk in. He's laid before you eternal life, but He says you're going to have to use your faith and lay hold on it. Why? Because you've got an adversary, the devil, your enemy, and he's going about seeking whom he may devour. What's he saying here? He's saying the devil is out to stop you from walking in the blessings of God. Amen? The devil is out to keep you from being blessed. He's out here to talk you into being shy, defeated, intimidated by the things of the world. He's trying to discourage you, get you to grow weary in well-doing. He's trying to tell you that it ain't worth it. You've been saying it, and you ain't getting it, so why keep saying it? What's Paul say? Paul says, keep fighting the good fight, and keep saying it, and keep holding on, and keep going until you get it, praise the Lord. Then here in verse 9, what does Peter say about the devil when the devil's trying to stop you? He says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. How am I going to defeat the devil? With steadfast faith. Only one way I'm going to overcome my problems. Only one way am I going to defeat the enemy. Only one way am I going to get the blessing of God in my life. And that is to fight the good fight of faith, stand steadfast in the faith of God, and just, bless God, hold fast my confession of Jesus Christ and His Lordship, and refuse to cow down and give in to the circumstances of life. Amen? The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6 said that we are to stand in faith with our faith shield up and stand and stand and stand and stand until every fiery dart has been quenched. And folks, when you get into a war, sometimes the devil just doesn't use pea shooters. I mean, you know, he'll use Uzis and everything else against you. And you just don't lift your shield up one time and say, I got that one, and look up and see if he's out of bullets. No, a good fight and a smart fight. You know, I watched these folks and I thought, boy, this is dumb. You know, these guys get in this fight and everything, and they knock the guy down and he's laying there and he's hurting and everything. The guy says, yeah, you ain't worth it. And he gets up and walks off, and the guy sneaks up behind him, gets up and grabs a club, knocks him in the head and beats him up and kills him or something. I thought, you idiot. You had him down, why don't you kick him? Or hit him in the head with a brick bat or something. I mean, why did you let him get up and walk off and turn you back? Don't you know he's got a gun in his pocket? He's going to shoot you? Stupid. The Lord said that's exactly the way Christians are. He said the devil comes at them and they jump in there and I anoint them and they get to fighting the devil. And by the time they get him down and get a little relief, they just get up and walk off and act like the battle's over. And the devil gets up and shoots them in the back. Huh? No, you fight the good fight is the good fight that the opponent can't get back up. Amen? You destroy the enemy. Jesus didn't come down here just to waylay the devil. John says he came to destroy the works of the devil. Folks, you need to destroy the works of the devil out of your life.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.